This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. News is out about an inspection at an abortion business in Philadelphia, which uncovered profoundly troubling situations. Layers upon layers of improper sanitation, evidence of crude treatment of patients, and the crass storage of human remains were all reminiscent of another abortion business whose owner is now serving life in prison, Kermit Gosnell. What compounds the complexity of this news is that this was a Planned Parenthood abortion business. Sex selection abortions, often known as gendercide, are a huge problem with many ramifications. Pro-life advocates are warning that a new test to discover a baby's gender at 7 weeks pregnancy could exacerbate cultural, population, and even sex trafficking problems. This is Life News Radio.
The Guiding Star Project honors the natural law ethic, a way of life which is given to us by the Creator and is evident through the natural order of creation and human reason. We believe that all humanity shares a common connection by our mere existence, and that all women share a bond in the amazing abilities of our feminine bodies. All are welcome at Guiding Star. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
Despite being derailed several times before, when senators return to Capitol Hill after the Thanksgiving break, Senator Mitch McConnell says that there will be a vote on the Senate floor to defund Planned Parenthood. McConnell is trying to get support for the bill from some pro-life senators who don't think the defunding bill goes far enough. Pro-life advocates say the idea is to get this bill to the president's desk for a straightforward veto and to use that in the upcoming elections. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.